Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
From the desert of consumer tech in Las Vegas, this is the 24th year of Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back to the program.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maven PT by CargoSense. Monitor your pet when they travel. Visit maventracker.com. By CE Week 2019, the retail brand show in New York for professional buyers and consumer tech. Check out ceweekny.com. And by Dexcom, accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Our next guest can hack the game, hack the code, and help you hack to learn, among other things. She's the CEO of a company called Hack. And it's Beta Antunes. Am I saying that right?
Yes, perfect.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell me about Hack. I mean, that's an interesting company name that I'm surprised no one else grabbed up until now. Tell me about Hack. What is it that you do? And then let's get into some fun stuff.
Sure. Oh, so Hack is a full stack computer that teaches kids how to code. And I know Hack can be perceived as a very challenging name.
Yeah, and a lot of people are listening or watching the video right now saying, wait a minute, you're going to teach my kids how to hack? That can't be a good thing, but it can be a good thing.
Exactly. Actually, kids have access to technology nowadays, right? Everybody, it's on their hands. We wanted them to be empowered by it and know how it works. So the name Hack actually started in MIT, and it was... Yeah, and it was actually defined by people who want to explore beyond. People that play with machines and do things that not regular users do, because they want to know how it works. And this is exactly what we want to encourage kids. We wanted them to understand beyond what is given to them.
So in terms of thinking about hackers that have always had kind of a black hat, and they're mysterious and they're usually up to no good, not the case. What Hack does is teach kids how to really learn programming and coding and things like that, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly. Critical thinking. We wanted them to know what they're doing, to want to explore more and understand how things really work instead of just consuming it in a passive way.
Kind of like in our good old days of an Erector set or something where you take something apart and put it together again.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's computer.
Exactly. In this case, it's with code in a very safe environment that they can explore, break, and fix things.
And open source operating systems are really cool because now they can learn and do more even, right? And is that what you're encouraging?
Exactly. I think we need to be able to show the real deal. They have to need to have access to the real code.
Yeah.
So Hack is about the real deal. We are a real computer and they have access to the real code to make real changes and understand how it works. So the need of open source is to make it possible so they have access to the real thing.
Very cool. Now you have a quick demo that you can do for us, right? And those listening on the radio, just remember you can visit intotomorrow.com and see the video of not only what Beta is showing us here, but of all of our guests here in Las Vegas this week at the Consumer Electronics Show, intotomorrow.com. But meantime, tell me a little bit about what you're going to show, and hopefully Chris can see your screen nicely on camera.
Sure. So this is you can see here, this is a full computer that kids can have access to the internet and to anything, real documents, Word, PowerPoint, they can play with different things. But the cool thing is when we teach them, have access to code. So here is like a very simple app. That's our system, how a computer works, what we have in a computer. So we have memory, we have the kernel, and what we can do, you flip to hack, as we do in everything in a computer.
So let me describe for the radio audience. It looks kind of like a fun game initially, as you brought up this program of looking inside the computer, and it's the kind of thing that I've seen my six-year-old grandson doing with a game, and he would probably get a kick out of this to actually learn what's going on in the computer.
Right? Yeah. Learning has to be fun. If you want to encourage kids to learn and get familiar with a new thing, it needs to be fun and challenging for them. So this is a very important part of our product. It is fun. We do not want to sell veggies to kids. We want them like to be engaged with the product. And one very important thing about this product is that it evolves as your kids evolve. So as they learn more and they progress through the experience, they're going to have access to different kind of tasks and different kind of code, and they're going to learn and build their own path.
Now, can they learn on our computers or tablets or otherwise, or do they need to get, I'm seeing a hack laptop, do they need to get one of those?
Right now, hack is only coming in a laptop because we're controlling the full experience and that the idea that they can hack everything. We want to make sure it's a very safe environment that they can do everything they want and they are free to explore instead of doing it in their parents' computers and having the risk that they're breaking something. I'm sure a lot of like people that are listening right now, they have experience problems in their computers with their kids installing things they shouldn't, or like with virus or things, and that's exactly what we're trying to avoid here.
So we want to remind parents that this kind of hacking is a good thing for the kids to learn.
Exactly, and we want to encourage kids to do that instead of like putting restrictions because it's dangerous. It's like a safe place for them to explore.
Okay, so how much is a hack laptop, and what are the age ranges that you're gearing it for?
Okay, so Hack is right now available for pre-order in Amazon for $299.
$299, right?
Exactly, and it's going to be available for shipping in the third week of January. Yeah, and we are targeting kids 8+.
Betta, you're a delight to chat with, and I love your passion for what you're doing, and I'm sure helping a lot of kids learn a whole lot more about computing than just playing a game that might not benefit them in the long run, except aggravate them. Now they're learning something, how the computer works, and therefore, maybe they can write their own programs, do some code, do some fun stuff.
Exactly. We want to empower new generations to do what they want and build new future with technology.
Love it. Again, hack-computer.com. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow from right here in Las Vegas, our 24th year on the air on the Advanced Media Network.